This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian troops are piling pressure on retreating Russian forces, pressing a counteroffensive that has produced major gains and a stunning blow to Moscow's military prestige. As the advance continued Tuesday, Ukraine's border guard services said the army took control of a town just 3 kilometers from Russia, seized on the first day of the war. Russia acknowledged it has withdrawn troops from areas in the northeastern region of Kharkiv in recent days. It's not yet clear if the Ukrainian blitz could signal a turning point in the nearly 7-month war, but the country's officials were buoyant and released footage showing their forces burning Russian flags. The U.S. State Department says Russia has spent $300 million to covertly influence world politics. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a newly released State Department cable, Russia has covertly spent more than $300 million since 2014 to try to influence politicians and other officials in more than 24 countries. The cable, signed by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, cites a new intelligence assessment of Russia's global efforts to support policies and parties sympathetic to Moscow. The cable does not name specific Russian targets, but says the U.S. is providing classified information to select individual countries. It's the latest effort by the Biden administration to declassify intelligence about Moscow's military and political aims, dating back to ultimately correct assessments that Russia would launch a new war against Ukraine. Norman Hall, Washington.
A plane carrying the coffin of Queen Elizabeth II has landed in London, where crowds have gathered along a route to Buckingham Palace, their final journey from Balmoral Castle. This is VOA News. Scores of people have been crushed and injured as Kenyans forced their way into a stadium where politician William Ruto was inaugurated as president. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Crowds push and shove to enter Kasarani Stadium to witness the inauguration ceremony. Ruto narrowly won the election in East Africa's most stable democracy over long-time opposition figure Raila Odinga. The Supreme Court last week had rejected challenges to the official results. Ruto's taking power in a country heavily burdened by debt that will challenge his efforts to fulfill sweeping campaign promises made to Kenya's poorest sector. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Fighting on the border between Armenia and Azerbaijan has killed about 100 troops and fed fears of broader hostilities breaking out between the longtime adversaries. Armenia says at least 49 of its soldiers were killed on Tuesday. Azerbaijan said it lost 50. Armenia's defense ministry said the fighting erupted minutes after midnight, with Azerbaijani forces unleashing an artillery barrage and drone attacks. The ministry said fighting continued during the day despite Russia's attempt to broker a quicker ceasefire. Azerbaijan's foreign ministry said the country was responding to what it called a large-scale provocation by Armenia late Monday and early Tuesday. It said Armenian troops planted mines and fired on Azerbaijani military positions. Pakistan is scrambling to deliver aid and save lives as the death toll from record-breaking floods in the impoverished Islamic nation rose to 1,481. With 54 more people dying in rain-related incidents in the past 24 hours. The monsoon rains, which started in mid-June, will continue this month. The Minister for Climate Change said on Tuesday she feared the rains will hamper ongoing rescue and relief operations. So far, floods have affected 33 million people. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian troops are piling pressure on retreating Russian forces, pressing a counteroffensive that has produced major gains and a stunning blow to Moscow's military prestige. As the advance continued Tuesday, Ukraine's border guard services said the army took control of a town just 3 kilometers from Russia, seized on the first day of the war. Russia's acknowledged it has withdrawn troops from areas in the northeastern region of Kharkiv in recent days. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.